The Father's Business was founded by Sylvia Gunter to encourage people to a deeper relationship with God. Thank you for listening to this devotional.
Jesus loves you, this I know. John 15:9. Spirit, listen to the words of Jesus for you in John 15:9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. Listen to the testimony of Paul in Galatians 2:20. The Son of God loved me and gave himself for me. And listen to his message to us today in Ephesians 5:25. Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her. Spirit, God your Father loves you. He has loved you from the moment he knit you together in your mother's womb. He has watched you grow and mature into the fine person that you are. He is so proud of you. He has heard your pleas in every trial of your life, days you thought would never end. He has plans for you, so keep open to his life, his love, his peace, and his joy. You need have no fear, for his love casts out all fear. He wants to show you love that you have never known. Spirit, be blessed as you look into the face of Jesus, the Son of God, who loves you, this I know. He gave himself for you. Trust his love for you in all things, from the smallest to the greatest. He is with you. He is pouring out his love on you so that you grow into his beautiful likeness. Be ready for his great wisdom and great grace to be poured out on you. His wisdom and grace have no limits. Listen for his voice calling you, for he wants to talk with you and be intimate with you. Do not trust your own understanding, for his ways are higher than your ways. Trust him in a deeper way with all your being, spirit, soul, and body. The more you trust him, the deeper he will take you. The great theologian Karl Barth, one of the great minds of the 20th century, was asked in his last years, what is the greatest theological truth of all time? I'm sure the one who asked the question was poised with pen in hand to record the product of his great intellect. Instead, they got the overflow of his great heart. Without hesitation, Barth replied, Jesus loves me, this I know. That's the greatest theological truth. Spirit, God the Spirit loves you. God has poured out his love into your heart by the Holy Spirit whom he has given you. So you are thrice loved by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He will open the eyes of your spirit so that you may see the wonders of his love that he has for you. Hear the refrain, from joy to the world, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders, wonders of his love. But be prepared that it will not be without warfare. The enemy will want to silence, steal, and destroy the love of God for you. He stands at your door daily with his lies. Do not allow him to gain a key to your heart. Spirit, your covenant relationship with Jesus has changed your name. You are no longer called forsaken, unloved, or afraid. Your new name is Confidence, Joyfulness, and Overcomer. Be blessed in the name of the one whose name is above all names. Be blessed as his friend as you seek his face. Keep your eyes focused on him, and he will synchronize the desires of your heart with his. His love will be your strength in all your days to come. Feel his loving arms around you, precious one, and be strong in him. Be blessed in the one who is loving and faithful in all his ways to you. Be blessed in the name of the Son of God who loved you and gave himself for you.
This devotional is from You Are Blessed in the Names of God by Sylvia Gunter. For more information or to order your own copy of this resource, please go to www.thefathersbusiness.com. Thank you for listening to this devotional. You can find an archive of devotionals and other podcasts on our website, www.thefathersbusiness.com. This podcast is made possible through donations from people like you. To donate, click on the Donate tab on our website at www.thefathersbusiness.com.